The next committee report is University Healthcare Systems Committee, and I would point out that Trustee Estrada Fitzgerald, Lucas Free, and Daniel Leibowitz are on the committee, and Tim Courts is chair. Tim, would you give us a report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. University Healthcare System Committee met via teleconference on the afternoon of April 23rd. In attendance, as you stated, besides myself, were Trustees Estrada, Fitzgerald, Free, and Leibowitz. Initially, the committee reviewed agenda items to be put before the full board today. Item number one, Wolcott Wood and Taylor, has already been accomplished. We also discussed two purchase recommendations in item 28. First being a $1.5 million contract for Da Vinci robot surgical consumables. We then had a discussion on the cost effectiveness of the use of the robot in different surgeries. And then additionally, there's a $6 million contract for transplant services offered by Gift of Hope. And discussion on that revolved around consent for donation of organs. The committee was in agreement for these items to go forward to the full board for consideration today. Next, in the spirit of cooperation between our new UIUC Medical College and our established UIC College, we established a new agenda item, standard agenda item, of a collaboration highlight. Our inaugural presentation was from Dr. Timothy Fan at the UIUC Vet School and Dr. Eric Dudek at the UIC Cancer Center. Dr. Fan and his associates isolated a drug they call PAC-1 that has been found to be efficacious in canine lymphoma. Mr. Chairman, I think you will be especially pleased to know that Illinois Ventures was involved in helping Dr. Fan patent this drug. Dr. Dudek is now using PAC-1 in phase one human clinical trials at the UIC Cancer Center to include future trials for glioblastoma multiforme, the most malignant primary brain cancer, due to the drug's ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. Thus, a great example of synergy brought about by UIUC, Illinois Ventures, and UIC collaboration. Congratulations to Drs. Fan and Dudek for their great work, and we thank them for sharing their story with us. Next, Dr. Terry Vandenhoek updated us on the search for the UIC Vice Chancellor of Health Affairs. He and Dr. Crabtree from the East Campus co-chair the search committee comprised of 25 individuals. They have received 50 applications to date and are asking for any recommendations and suggestions anyone may have as a possible candidate. They estimate a May-June timeframe for interviews and hopefully a final decision by the end of the summer. Dr. Bill Chamberlain then gave us an update from the compliance subcommittee, which he leads. Current emphasis is on clinical research billing with many ambiguous rules and faculty data checks on the Sunshine Act, which is new federal legislation requiring drug and instrument companies to report any payments they make to doctors and hospitals. Briefly on financials, we are seeing roughly a 5 to 6% increase in both inpatient and outpatient volume compared to last year. This is a very welcome development and a big reason why for the first 9 months of this fiscal year we are only $5.6 million in the red as compared to our initial predicted loss of $30 million for fiscal 15. Then, with a bit of sadness but also with gratitude, we said thanks and goodbye to three major players of the UHS committee over the last year. First, of course, we thank President Easter for all his insightful comments and wisdom imparted to us. Then we saluted student trustees Free and Leibowitz for their participation, obviously extremely bright individuals as evidenced by their choice to serve on UHS. But seriously, I've been on the Board of Trustees for nearly 6 years now, and I'm continually amazed by our student trustees' intelligence and maturity. And the three we have on this board, in my eyes, rank right up there with the tops. Lastly, I just want to state how impressed I was by yesterday's presentation at ASAC committee by Dr. White and his committee on the transition plan for the UIC and UIUC medical schools. The plan is thoughtful, logical, considerate, fair, and inspiring, just what you would expect from the University of Illinois. Next meeting of the committee, July 9th, please note a new start time of 2 p.m. And that's all I have, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Tim. Any questions?